Welcome on into Browns Cast. Well, that sucked.
Yeah, that was bad.
I mean, we were just kind of talking about it a second ago. As bad as it was, I guess we're just going to get right into it. As bad as it was, I don't know how much there is that we can take away from the game right now. When you go through the week thinking, yeah, our quarterback's gonna figure it out and play on Sunday, and then he gets to the stadium on Sunday morning and can't go. At that point, yeah, like there's a world where some team that if you're playing a team that isn't a well coached team that you could figure that out, but like. I think you go into a game against the Ravens and you're like, oh, well, that might just do it.
Yeah, you could have said that the game was over by 1:30 when the injury report came out, pretty much. Like, all the with how the game was, it was basically like, do what you can, DTR, and I guess we'll just do what we can. That's just kind of how the game went.
Yeah, I mean, I think you went into the game with some optimism that the defense would kind of keep them in it, but, you know, once again, they really didn't create the turnovers that they needed to keep them in that particular game. I wouldn't necessarily say they played that poorly.
Yeah, they only had maybe one or two bad drives, and that was like in the third quarter when it looked like guys were just getting tired.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at it. They had 297 yards of offense. Like, that's not a lot. That's not going to hurt the defensive average. The scoring is going to hurt, and the rushing yards are going to hurt. But, like, and I know games aren't played on defensive averages, but they still did their job for the most part. The Ravens are going to get their rushing yards. The Browns still held them to 4 yards a carry, which is kind of low.
Yeah, that would have been the goal probably, like going into this week.
They only threw for 165 yards. Two of those came, a bunch of those came on two plays, both of which are only plays that really Lamar Jackson makes. Lamar Jackson and maybe Patrick Mahomes, but. I don't know. There's not a whole lot of that you can take away from the game defensively. They did what they could with what they were given, and I think a lot of like 7 of those points came directly off of interception,
including the last one. But I don't really count that because the game was like in hand by that point. Like,
yeah, I mean you're looking at. A whole bunch of your two short drives, two long drives. The 8-play 93 yards. Look, that happens to defenses sometimes. Yeah, it sucks, but like when you're playing a competent offense, they're eventually going to find something that works. I think the Browns did find some things that worked in the second half. I don't know how much the Ravens were going to throw at them at that point, but. I don't know. I mean, the game kind of came down to, what was it? I'm trying to find the play here. Second and 29 on the 46, second and 29 with 36 seconds to go in the second half or second quarter.
Yep.
When Zay Flowers gets open 10 seconds into a play.
Yeah. And Lamar just with his scrambling ability finds him way deep downfield to like convert a 30 plus completion. Like,
yeah, and you can't be mad at anyone on that play. Like, Martin Emerson covered him for 5 seconds. Defensive backs aren't used to covering dudes for 10 seconds.
Oh, no. Like, at that point, it's just like, that's tip your hat to the offense on that one, because usually plays are dead by the time, like, but the play was still going. And,
yeah. So, I mean, I would say that one of the issues that kind of cropped up with the defense that was mildly frustrating The tackling seemed to not be as good today. They did miss a few tackles. Gus Edwards is, you know, hard to tackle, but he's not like the greatest running back. So you don't want to give up a whole bunch of yards after contact to him. I mean, it really just comes down to the offense and, you know, not being able to move the ball. But, you know, as for as good as Dorian Thompson-Robinson was in the preseason, like,
reality of it actually being a regular season game and not facing against like second, third, fourth stringers is it's a different space.
Yeah. It's, I mean, you're playing guys that are actually going to be on teams. And a lot of times he wasn't playing anyone in the preseason that was going to be long-term. So I don't know. It's a matter of, I mean, you get this is kind of what you sign up for when you have to start a backup quarterback against a well-coached defense.
For sure, because like, and I know there were people that were talking about, oh, I miss Jacoby Brissett. Oh, Joshua Dobbs would have made this different. I don't think they make it that much different than what it turned out to. Maybe you score maybe one touchdown, but
Josh Dobbs might have done something. But like, if you have a team calling to offer you a fifth-round pick for Josh Dobbs, you're gonna take it. I mean, you have a lot of confidence in DTR after the preseason. You're hoping that, and we've brought this up before, you don't worry about having to play with your backup quarterback, because if you don't have your starting quarterback, most of the time you're dead anyway.
Yeah, like
so, like I don't. No one did anything but applaud that DTR was going to be the backup when Dobbs was traded. So why are we changing tones on that now? Like, I understand there's some, well, why are we going in with a rookie backup quarterback as our only release if something happens in a season where you kind of need to be all in? But, you know, you have faith in the guy, and the Josh Dobbs came and said, or the Cardinals said, hey, we'll give you a fifth round pick for this guy that you might have been cutting in 3 days anyway.
Yeah, like I don't begrudge them trading Dobbs when they did. Like, and obviously it's just a bad day. Of course, when you have to use your backup in any circumstances. I know in this town we'd love to applaud the backup quarterback like he's the next like coming of Jesus, but we have to also realize that he's a fifth-round rookie. He's not going to just turn into Brock Purdy the second he goes onto that field. Like, that's just not the reality of most teams. Like,
no. And, you know, they're not built for it, especially when you don't have Nick Chubb to fall back on. So it's kind of like a double whammy. Like, this is life without Nick Chubb, but it's also life without your expensive quarterback. And your starting quarterback, like this is just what happens.
Yeah, like it's first world problems in the NFL. Like this is not something that's unusual. It's just how it is sometimes. Like especially if your quarterback's banged up and you have to throw the backup for 1 week or two, that's how it is.
Yeah, there's just not a lot you can really extrapolate out from the offense. I mean, what you're hoping now is that all these guys that were hurt can come back. I don't think I've seen anything on Za'Darius Smith.
Yeah, I didn't see anything either. I know that Miles was in a walking boot, but he said it was more precaution. So I guess we'll see in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine Miles was anything other than precaution. It's just best to put it in a boot and let it heal, then let him walk around on it. And it's so you just let him get healthy. They have a few days off now. They got to get their quarterback back. I imagine the vibe around Ethan Posick probably isn't very good. He left in crutches and a knee brace, so that doesn't feel great. Your quarterback has inflammation around his rotator cuff. Your running back limped off at one point. Your left tackle's still kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah, vibes are just weird. It's just what it is, I think. And that probably be what it will be for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, having this happen going into the bye week is very, very uncool. because, you know, not only did they lose, it's just a matter, like, the takes are going to be...
Oh, it's going to be
so bad.
Terrible.
And I know we're sitting here trying to give takes too, but like, I don't understand why. Like, yes, you could say that. Why are we throwing the ball of however many times? How many times we throw the ball today?
Like 36. I saw that was like
36.
Yeah, and I mean, at that point, you have to throw. Like, you, if you want to realistically get yourself back into the game, you have to throw. Like, of course, in an ideal situation, you try to not have them throw as much. But when you're down by 18 points, you have to throw the ball. It's just, that's how you can get chunk yards and hopefully touchdowns.
Yeah, you can't just completely throw in the towel on offense or that early in the game. I mean, I think the Elijah Moore experience is certainly not going very well. I mean, the receiving yards are pretty much down for everybody today, so it's hard to get any gauge on that. But this is probably the third time in 4 weeks that he has made a play during a game that made absolutely no sense. In the NFL, you don't reverse field and gain yards like that.
Not usually. I think he took the wrong lesson from what happened in week one and took it literally. Like, whatever happened during that play.
Yeah, like, what is to be gained by running backwards when you're pinned up against the side? Like, just go down. It could have been like a 6 yard loss. Instead, you turned it into 20.
Yeah, like with that, especially on a day when you're asking your rookie quarterback, you need your everybody else to be like helpful, and that was not a helpful play at all for anybody.
No, I mean, the rest of the team ran for 113 yards today. That's not bad. Obviously, some of that came in garbage time with Pierre Strong ripping off 40, but like, you can't do shit like that.
No, it's just. That you just can't do that. Like, no reason for that to happen.
Yeah. It's just dumb. I don't know. Is there really any point to evaluating what Dorian Thompson-Robinson did today? No.
No, it would be kind of mean. Because I feel like it just would be kind of mean to do a serious evaluation on it.
Yeah. Just... really, really dumb. but I don't know. You got anything? You were there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was at the game. I mean, vibes were cool before the game. Everybody was trying to talk themselves into DTR, like trying to like be the hero and all that. And like when the news came out, I was just like in the pit of my stomach, like, oh, this might be a tough day. Because, like, with DTR, his first start is against a division rival, and it's like, I mean, DTR could be a good backup, but, I mean, first game against a division rival, I mean, it looked about as what I expected. So, like, and the stadium pretty much emptied out by halfway through the fourth, along with me. I left along with a lot of people.
Yeah, just not a great day.
No,
not a great day. I guess we just kind of sit back and hope that the injuries aren't bad. I'd really like to know what happened to Za'Darius Smith. I haven't seen anything on Twitter about him. which is rare. Usually you hear something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah. I guess we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it feels weird having this kind of game because, or having this kind of pot because, like, we don't know what to talk about because I don't think there's really anything of value to take away from this unless you want to sit and pick apart play calling or the fact that the team keeps getting out coached or like
yeah, but that's the thing. Like, when you're in a situation where your quarterback is the backup and he's a rookie, like, how much are you can you really say it's a bad play call when the execution by the quarterback is not up to par or even standard of a functioning like quarterback?
Yeah, just, I mean, you can't do anything about it. It just sucks.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, where do you think the Browns are heading into the bye at this point? Like, where did you think they would be, and where do you think they're going from here?
I think 2-2 is always plausible, depending on how things went. I thought 3-1 was their ceiling and the floor was like 2-2. So it's about where I thought. I guess just how it happened is kind of not how expected, because there was two blowouts that happened, one against the Bengals, one against the Titans, and then the Steelers game was just gross. And then this one, I can't even really have a take about it. It just kind of happened. We all were there. We witnessed it, and we probably will just erase it from our brains as soon as the bye week's up.
I mean, I don't think you have a choice but to erase it. You dwell on this one, you're doomed.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of figured that they couldn't be any worse than 2-2. Today would have been a lot easier to swallow if they don't throw away Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now you're staring down 2 weeks to get healthy and prepare for a San Francisco team that looks pretty good right now. They're currently up 21-10 on the Cardinals. Not Cowboys kicking the crap out of the Patriots. But yeah, I think I agree with you. Just how everything is kind of unfolded. Like, now you don't know the health of your quarterback. You've already lost your running back. Your tight end was on fire on Friday night.
Literally.
Like, your best pass rusher hurt his ankle. I don't think it's going to be that bad. It didn't look like anything that would keep him out long term. No. I don't know what's going on. Like, I need to know what's going on with Zadarius. I haven't. I'm going to do a Twitter search, see if anything's come out. I don't see anything that's worthwhile here. Did he go back in the game after he got hurt? I don't even remember.
I mean, I did not see him out there that I remember. If he did go up back out there, like, I wouldn't have been shocked, because he did get back up from when he was injured. He jogged off the field. So, I mean, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, obviously, you kind of want something like that to happen, or you kind of want him to. God, I don't know. My brain is so fried from having to watch that.
Don't blame you.
You want him to be healthy, because that's a big part of what has given Miles free reign to be what he's been.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully he can come back and be good in 2 weeks. I don't know. I think we're going to see a lot of talk the next 10 days about how the 49ers game is now a must win because you've thrown away two division games, but like, I don't know.
I mean, like, yeah. Like,
I think right now I'll talk myself into it before the game starts. But like right now, you kind of just want them to go out and show that they can compete with a team that everyone thinks can go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like I agree. Like you've at least had good moments, and you've at least shown that you're capable on defense. Offense might be getting there with when Deshaun is out there. So like if you can put together a solid game against the Niners, like, and it's like competitive for most of the game, I think I'll feel okay about it. Cause like after the Niners game, the schedule softens up a good amount. So I think you can be able to rattle off some wins that way. But I think, yeah, just try to get healthy, try to come up with some things that'll look good against the Niners and just like try to make it a game.
Yeah, you want them to be like, obviously you want to win. And I think that I don't think it's a lost cause that they can't win, but you do want them to keep the game, you know, competitive. You want them to be in a game with teams that have a future in this season. Right now they've kicked the crap out of two teams that people thought were playoff teams. They beat themselves against the team that people, for some reason, thought was a playoff team. I don't think they're really thinking that anymore. You can't go down to Houston and get beat 30-6 and still remain in the, oh yeah, we can be good conversation.
No. And then this just weird game against the Ravens where you're missing key guys. So, like, yeah, like that's why the first four games feel so weird.
Yeah, because it doesn't, like, and I saw tweets today for some asinine reason. Oh, this is what the defense actually looks like against a team with a pulse. They looked fine. They had one bad drive. That happens.
Yeah, like they're not, this is not.
The Patriots scored 10 points on the 85 Bears in the Super Bowl. Like,
it's going to happen. It's just going to happen.
Those dudes get paid too.
Like, literally, it's not. I feel like we treat football like it's OSU, where like OSU can go against like just the most crappy, like lower, like team, like say like Akron, and they'll just beat the crap out of them. But then they try to transfer that energy to Browns games, and then like when they face a team that they feel is lesser, then it's like why are we allowing them to score like 20 points? It's like, dude, it happens. It's the NFL.
Yeah, like the Ravens scored 28 points today, but like they needed some pretty spectacular plays to get to that. Like they needed a long interception return. They needed a lot of Lamar Jackson stuff to happen. That throw to Mark Andrews was probably about among the best throws that Lamar Jackson has made in the NFL.
Like, yeah, it was like well covered, and it was a jump ball that Andrews had to get right in the perfect spot.
Yeah, like that couldn't have been better timed, thrown, anything. Like it wasn't, Mark Andrews was not open. He was just taller.
Literally, it was a rebound in basketball. That pretty much was it.
Yeah, so like I don't want to take too much away from the defense. I do think that today can probably serve as, I think ego check is too strong, but
maybe a reminder.
Yeah. Like a reminder that, hey, it's not always going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to face offenses, especially the next one you face is going to have 20 schemed plays that are going to absolutely destroy you. You just have to be better everywhere else. You have to match the challenge. So,
for sure.
It was a wake up call. It was a wake up call for the defense in the sense that they actually faced a challenge that, you know, could score.
They were probably capable of matching the energy, but I feel like a part of it was like these guys were getting tired because the offense was just not sustaining drives at all.
The strange thing is the Browns actually ran 10 more plays. Like the Ravens still had a bunch of three and outs. Like their first four possessions were three and outs and a one play touchdown drive and then a five play fumble. So like, the fact that they went on an 8-play, 93-yard drive was kind of just impressive in its own right. Like,
Yeah, they earned their way down the field. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the pass to Mark Andrews that he went up the near sideline, like, that was – that's something that not many quarterbacks would even think to do, because you're taught not to look at the other side of the field once you roll out. Like, you throw across your body, like, most of the time that would be a touchdown going the other way.
Yeah, like, he's one of those players that is capable of doing that and making a play that you think shouldn't happen, but will happen. And of course, it's definitely frustrating when, like, you think you got him pinned and you can get off the field, but that's why Lamar's paid the money he's made. And Mark Andrews is one of the best tight ends in the league. Like, it sometimes it just happens.
Sometimes the offensive guys are just better. It happens. It sucks.
Yeah.
For the most part this season, the Browns' defense has been better than the offense. It just happens sometimes.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
Now, do you want to give up 22-yard runs to Melvin Gordon on that drive? No, you don't. Yeah. The pass to Melvin Gordon going down the near sideline on the next possession was another just perfect ball. Like, Lamar had three really good throws in this game. A lot of his throws were kind of just standard, let's get some yards kind of things. But
yeah, when he made those three throws, it just was like, yeah, he's got some great touch. When he needs a ball that he needs, like, he's got great touch.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it just happens. I mean, the Browns defense is built to contain Lamar when the offense is actually able to do something, and they just weren't.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think one of the strengths of this coaching staff, for all of the faults that Twitter will try to convince you that it has over the next few weeks, is that they never let the team get too low after these kinds of losses. And there's going to be an element of the locker room that's going to go like, well, no shit, we lost. We didn't have our starting quarterback. Like,
yeah, they're going to say all the right things in the media, but like, deep down, they probably knew, this is going to be a tough week. This is going to be a tough one if we don't have them.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell the vibes were off as soon as that happened. Like, as soon as you go out, you get to the stadium on Sunday morning and you hear the news that you're not going to have your quarterback. I mean, some wind goes out of your sails. It's just,
it's natural.
Like, you almost can't do anything about it.
Yeah, no amount of hype up speeches and all that stuff will change that feeling that just exists. Because, like, say what you will about Deshaun and all, like, they have the utmost respect for him as a quarterback. And, like, and you could tell just by, like, even with him trying to figure things out still, it's just like he gives them a better chance to win.
Yeah. And, you know, he'll be back after the bye, and we'll see what he's got against a good defense. That's about all we can say.
Hopefully these
are games you'd want to have Nick Chubb in, but
yeah, it just is what it is. Like,
yeah, I mean, this is the hand you're dealt.
Yeah, the only good thing was everybody else in the division lost pretty miserably. So, like, you don't really lose. The only loss was the Ravens, obviously, to us, but, like, everybody else kind of sucked too. So, like,
yeah, like I posted in the Discord, like, this was an all-time bad day to be in the AFC North unless you were handed a gift. And the Ravens were handed a gift.
Yep.
The Bengals, like, I can't believe the Bengals. And we talked about this on the Pick'em show during our Pick'em time. Like, this was set up to be the get right game for Joe Burrow, and he threw for 165 yards.
Yeah, and the entire Bengals team, Like, I just saw the thing from Jamar Chase. Like, I'm open every effing time. Like, it's getting to that point, and they're 1-3. You got an angry wide receiver.
This is a team that has started off 2-0 or 0-2 the last two seasons, but figured it out. But now you're sitting at 1-3, and you're like, is this us? Like, you start to have your doubts. You kind of struggled against the Rams. You needed some cheese to get that win. And you needed the Rams to completely pee down their leg for the entire second half.
Yeah, just like the vibes are pretty bad in Cincinnati right now. And like, I think with the Steelers, they just got sent back to earth against a really bad team. I guess they're both bad teams. So,
they got sent back to earth by a team that is actually playing well. I mean, Stroud has threw for 306 today. I mean, they gave up almost 500 yards of offense, 450 yards of offense to the Texans. Only managed 225 of their own again. I think that's most games this season now that they've been under 250, which is, not where you want to be. But I don't know. Browns are still in it. It's week four. They have a bye to get healthy. They have one of like the four tough games left on their schedule after the bye.
Yeah, just get healthy, get right,
figure shit out, go win some football games.
Yep, like take whatever you need, whatever lessons you learned these 4 weeks, apply it, fix it, and then go win.
Yep. Okay, well, I think that's about all we've got for today. Unless you have anything else you want to add, I don't know what else can be added.
Just throw this game out. I don't need to think about it more than I have to.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much done with this one. I was done at halftime. I only kept watching in the second half because I knew I had to be informed of what happened for this. But I guess nothing really happened in the second half, so I could have watched the Talladega race if I really wanted.
Yeah, I felt bad making you wait 2 hours because of stupid traffic just to talk about a game that probably means nothing in the grand scheme of things.
No, like, I understand people's frustration, but like, you're not going to take away anything from this game.
Nothing substantial. There's just nothing.
Yeah. Now, did it suck that the officiating also seemed to catch on to the vibes and they were like, oh, well, the Browns are down, let's kick them?
Just a little bit.
Kind of did, but like, I'm not going to pitch about it because like, it didn't matter.
I mean, yeah, like at that point, I could understand them thinking, we got dinner reservations.
Frustrating that DTR was not down on a play that he gained 5 yards or that they didn't even think to review or show a replay of the pass that didn't look like it was actually backwards? No, like, it was mildly frustrating.
Yeah. It just was frustrating from that, but still, what can you do? Like, this game felt as meaningless as any game I've ever watched.
I've seen some meaningless games. You know, I was at the stadium the last time the Browns honored Joe Thomas was against the Chargers in 2019. We got the shit kicked out of him that day. So maybe we stop honoring Joe Thomas.
Yeah. No more ceremonies for him, please. He can just be a fan in his suite somewhere. We don't even.
I'm good. Maybe let's. The mojo there is off. But okay, well, let's not dwell on this one anymore.
Yep.
We'll have some content during the bye week. We'll figure it out. We got a lot to dissect once we get an actual injury update later this week.
Yep.
So for Matt, I am Taylor, and go Browns.
Go Browns.
What was it like to be there for historical sports moments and unforgettable performances? To be behind the scenes? On PressBox Access, you'll hear from me, Todd Jones, and other sports writers about their experiences with the greatest athletes, coaches, and sports events of the past half century. We'll share some stories behind the stories, some big, some small, and some we've only told each other. Let us buy you a round on Press Box Access.